We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, splendid viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Eternet City, channel Z26 on Elha Tinger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himari Cable TV. In Sukhbatar, Selang Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Elha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hotul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarine. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Inter-American Development Bank donates $30 million to Haiti to help 360,000 people. In environmental news, Singapore Climate Crisis Symposium highlights food choices to halt global warming. In animal news, a refuge in New Zealand receives a $10,000 gift. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 20th, commemorates the canonization of the Granth Sahib as the Sri Guru Granth Sahib of the Sikhs. In 1708, on this day, Guru Gobind Singh, 10th and the last of the Sikh Gurus, declared the Granth Sahib as the eternal Guru of the Sikhs, the embodiment of divine light. Writings in the central and most honored text of Sikhism come from six Gurus and from holy men of different faiths and regions of the Indian subcontinent. Compiled by Guru Gobind Singh, it includes over 5,000 hymns from 36 composers written in 22 languages. May our sisters and brothers of the Sikh faith be graced with an illuminated anniversary of the canonization of the Granth Sahib as the Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Fly-in news. Earthquakes jolt U.S. and Iran. On Friday night, the U.S. state of California was hit by a magnitude 3.2 tremor centered 4 miles from Oxnard City. On Saturday, the Iranian capital of Tehran was shaken by a 4.0 magnitude quake. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or casualties in either case. Thank heavens for the safety of all residents in the quake-shaken regions. Our prayers for the easing of such instabilities as more people adopt gentler, earth-harmonizing lifestyles.
Belgium pledges food aid to WFP, responding to the serious food shortages in Kenya, Pakistan, and Ethiopia. Belgium has donated 2.25 million euros, or 5,000 tons of food, to the United Nations World Food Program, or WFP. Another 1 million euros has been allocated for the UN Special Fund for Emergency and Rehabilitation via the agency's Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO. The nourishment and funds will assist some 330,000 displaced persons from Somalia and Sudan who are currently staying in Kenya, especially helping meet the nutritional needs of children and mothers. Ethiopia will receive 1,300 tons of food to overcome prolonged drought. Finally, 2,700 tons of grain will be supplied to some 200,000 people displaced by civil conflict in Pakistan. God's blessings and many thanks, Belgium, for your generous donation to brethren in Pakistan, Kenya, and Ethiopia. May they be graced with abundant sustenance and love.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Macedonia and Kosovo resolve shared border. At a meeting on Friday, October 16th, the governments of Macedonia and Kosovo were able to settle a border issue that had been outstanding for the previous 8 years, leading the way to re-establishing full diplomatic relations. Kosovo's parliament has ratified the agreement already, with Macedonia soon to follow. Our respectful congratulations, Macedonia and Kosovo, on your shared agreement. Blessed be this peaceful pact in bringing warm neighborly relations to the people of both your countries.
Volunteerism highlighted by U.S. presidents. In his first official visit to the state of Texas, President Barack Obama traveled at the invitation of former President George H.W. Bush Sr. to honor the Points of Light Institute, originally founded some 20 years ago by former president to encourage the spirit of public service. President Obama respectfully lauded former President Bush for changing lives with his vision of 1,000 points of light in service to the community.
And that ultimately is the idea at the heart of President Bush's vision, that each of us has a role to play and all of us have something to contribute. He didn't call for one blinding light shining from Washington. Right? He didn't just call for a few bright lights from the biggest nonprofits, but he called for a vast galaxy of people and institutions working together to solve problems in their own backyard.
He also commended former President Bush for putting partisanship aside and uniting in a shared goal, saying, When nations in crisis need the world's help, certain moments call on all of us to forget the old rivalries and embrace a common purpose that is bigger than our differences.
Think of all the people they touched and the lives they changed, and all those who were helped who went on to help others. That's the extraordinary ripple effect that one life lived humbly, with love for one's country, and in service to one's fellow citizens can have. May we each strive to make that kind of difference with our own lives.
Heaven bless your excellencies for your clarion call to a public service mindset. Let us each join in contributing our point of light, shining the way to a brighter and unified future for all.
Two Darfur aid workers freed in Sudan. Nutritionists Hilda Kawuki of Uganda and Sharon Cummins of Ireland have been released and are in good condition following a detainment of more than 3 months. The two staff members of International Aid Agency GOAL, who were stationed in Darfur, were freed following negotiations of Sudanese officials assisted by tribal elders. Our gratefulness, Sudanese government, tribal elders, and all involved in ensuring the safe release of Ms. Kawuki and Ms. Cummins, wishing them a joyful reunion with loved ones and heaven's protection in resuming their noble duties.
Philippine man saves neighbors' lives. During recent floods, 27-year-old Juan Paulo Mateo said he saw for the first time entire houses that were inundated in his village of Marikina City, Philippines. Hearing desperate cries, he said, "I did not really plan to rescue people, but when you hear other people screaming for help, how can you pretend not to hear?" As he saved one family, his kayak went under turbulent waters and his own life was at risk. Thankfully, he survived and was able to assist more than 10 people to safety. Heaven bless you, Mr. Mateo, for your spontaneous act of heroism that saved community members' lives. May you all enjoy many celebrations of life in the appreciated company of loved ones. Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Juan Paulo Mateo's kind-hearted and selfless actions with a Shining World Hero Award.
Imaginative innovations featured. The 9th British Invention Show, or BIS, was recently held at Alexandra Palace in North London, United Kingdom. Participants from Bulgaria, Iran, Libya, Moldova, the Netherlands, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Spain, and Formosa or Taiwan all came together to showcase their creativity. Their designs included a portable gym and a pressure-sensitive floor tile that helps people keep track of their diets, a two-person submarine and hydrogen fuel cell car, and a bath that automatically prepares its water. Speaking at the event, Spanish inventor Pep Torres said, "Everyone is born to be an inventor. Everyone has a good idea to give to the world." How interesting and creative! We thank all British Invention Show participants for sharing your ingenious works. May such brilliant ideas be brought to fruition for the benefit of all humankind.
Save our planet. Climate change threatens the Arctic carbon sink. A new study published in Ecological Monographs by the U.S. Geological Survey and the University of Alaska at Fairbanks shows that since the last ice age ended, the Arctic has served as a carbon sink, storing up to 800 million metric tons.
However, with temperatures currently rising at twice the rate of the rest of the world, the region's permafrost is melting rapidly. Large increases of CO2 and the more potent greenhouse gas, methane, are resulting, with concerns being raised of even more accelerated global warming.
We appreciate your detailed observations of the Arctic, esteemed U.S. Geological Survey and University of Alaska scientists. May we all strive towards greener lifestyles that support our fragile biosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often voiced her concern and advice regarding the threat of methane, as during a video conference with our British Association members in June 2008.
The permafrost layer is melting each day, and the methane gas, or other gas even, are releasing into the atmosphere. Methane and nitrous oxide is made by stock rising. stop keeping animals keeping. They are far more poisonous, far more dangerous than CO2. So the effect is immense because the methane gas has been trapped all these centuries because of stock breeding into the lakes, into the permafrost, into the ocean, and now if it's melting, then the gas will be released also. On top of that, we have daily more animal breeding, more methane gas, and we will never stop. So just stop killing animals, stop raising animals anymore, and we don't produce any more methane gas, then it is the perfect picture.
Save our planet. Hong Kong supports wetlands. Over 2,000 students and community members came together at the Hong Kong Wetland Park to create a 1-kilometer-long painting in celebration of the start of World Wetlands Day 2010 Birdwatching Festival. The fragile wetlands ecosystem plays a crucial role in the survival of many migratory birds and other wildlife. From now to February 2010, events are planned to raise awareness of wetlands conservation efforts and the negative impacts of climate change on biodiversity. A green hats off, Hong Kong, for your earth-saving endeavors. May the care of your many eco-minded citizens bring a flourishing future to the region.
Save our planet. An uplifted world calls for elevated human standards. Premiering at the 61st Frankfurt Book Fair in Germany on Sunday, October 18th, was The Noble Wilds, German and Other Language Editions. The event, entitled Be Vegan, Go Green, Protect God's Creations in Nature, was attended by experts from across Europe who addressed such issues as animal protection, psychology, and the plant-based diet.
Kindly making time in her busy schedule, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted an invitation via video conference to discuss the book and convey some of her understanding about our animal co-inhabitants. She reminded that humanity's treatment of other beings is a direct reflection of the state of our world.
We have to stop the cruelty, the inhumane and below human standard treatment of all the animals that come here to bless our world with their uniqueness and love. I mentioned before that 55 billion animals are murdered every year legally for consumption. This is not even counting the billions of fish. Can we imagine? There is no bigger moral crisis than the one that is created by the massacring of sweet, innocent living beings for our pleasure when we have other choices. Such mass murder is a crime of global proportions, and this killing energy in turn breeds and strengthens other negative energy, which is degrading our society and destroying our world. So to return ourselves and our world to a purer state, one where all beings can feel safe, protected and loved, and where all humans walk the dignified way of the children of God. We have to stop killing of innocent animals. Stop it now. Stop it now. And turn to the merciful way of life, the natural way of life that God intended us to live, which is the vegan diet.
Our appreciation, all participants, for being part of this successful event. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for so generously sharing the wonders of the animal kingdom through her beautiful and peace-promoting books. May readers everywhere discover in their native languages the love of God's creations through the noble wilds.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. As part of an effort to achieve 50% sustainable electricity by 2020, Scotland signs a memorandum of understanding with India to boost both countries' development of alternative energy sources.
Save our planet. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, warns that one of Africa's largest bodies of water, Lake Chad, could disappear entirely in about 20 years due to climate change, threatening the lives of up to 30 million people.
Save our planet. In a recent phone conversation, United States President Barack Obama and French President Nicolas Sarkozy discussed their commitment to halting climate change as part of their preparation leading up to the December meeting in Denmark.
Save Our Planet. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, John Holmes, affirmed the link between the higher frequency and severity of natural disasters and climate change, urging governments to act in alleviating the risks.
Hello, I'm Timo the Taper, a vegetarian with a tip of the day. Pillowcases that you no longer need can make convenient laundry bags when you are traveling. For example, you can keep the clothes that are ready to be washed separate from your clean ones in your luggage. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In world news, the Inter-American Development Bank, or IDB, pledges $30 million to Haiti. Headquartered in Washington, D.C., USA, the IDB will donate funds to be used for flood prevention and sustainable agriculture in three watersheds. Training, materials, and equipment for the management of these areas will also be made available. It is envisioned that this project will help 360,000 residents. Our earnest thankfulness, Inter-American Development Bank. God bless your generous assistance to the kind people of Haiti. May our ecosphere quickly become balanced and replete with kindness to all beings.
In environmental news, Singapore Climate Crisis Symposium highlights food choices to halt global warming. Hosted and organized by Students Against Violation of the Earth, or SAVE, of the National University of Singapore Students Union, the seminar's theme was the urgency of climate change and the diet solution. Speakers, videos and public forums presented topics including the environmental damage caused by meat consumption and the earth-saving benefits of a vegan lifestyle.
A plant-based diet is good because you get all your vitamins, your minerals, your roughage, including your proteins in the plants.
What do you feel is the single most important thing you can do to help our ailing planet?
The most important thing that we can do is go vegetarian ourselves, make a commitment to try and change your eating and lifestyle habits.
Our hats off to you, Students Against Violation of the Earth, for your dedication to safeguarding the world. May all citizens across the globe adopt the vegan diet now for many peaceful tomorrows. Up next on Noteworthy News, an animal rescue shelter in New Zealand receives a $10,000 donation. We'll let the cat out and come right back. More meaningful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, friendly news for a connecting world. In animal news, an animal refuge in New Zealand receives a donation from Supreme Master Ching Hai. The sanctuary, located in Matakana, is home to about 100 rescued animals, including donkeys, pigs, former battery hens, goats, parrots, and ducks. It was started in 2002 by Ms. Sean Bishop and Mr. Michael Dixon on their 32-acre property. Our association member presented Ms. Bishop with a letter and a $10,000 gift from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
We wholeheartedly thank the sanctuary and its compassionate founders, Sean Bishop and Michael Dixon, for your extraordinary dedication and heartfelt commitment to nurture and cherish our friends in need. Your gracious efforts are helping to relieve suffering and elevate our world into a noble vegan era of harmony among humans, animals, and nature. Supreme Master Ching Hai, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support, both the financial support, which means that we can continue to do what we're doing for the next year without any worries, but also for your beautiful words, because they really touched my heart. And to know that someone else understands what we're doing and values it and appreciates it means the world to me. So thank you very, very much.
Our sincere appreciation and congratulations to the sanctuary, Ms. Sean Bishop, and Mr. Michael Dixon for the love and protection you offer our animal co-inhabitants. We wish to express a special gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her enduring devotion to caring for all beings. May heaven bless our earth to soon be a paradise for every inhabitant.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai in All Axis or Vietnamese entitled, Please Choose.
Hai vợ chồng muốn ly dị nhau nên ngồi đó mà chưa con. Người cha hỏi đứa con đầu, con muốn ở với ai? Đứa con nói, con ở với mẹ. Người cha hỏi đứa con thứ hai, nó cũng đáp là muốn ở với mẹ. Hỏi đứa thứ ba, đứa thứ tư, đều nói là ở với mẹ hết. Ông chồng thở dài buồn rầu rồi nói, bốn đứa con đều ở với mẹ hết, thế thì ta thiệt quá thôi. Thôi ta cũng ở với mẹ mấy đứa luôn.
And now for a heartline from Ms. Terry Nieves, who was featured on Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
I would like to thank the generous and professional staff of Supreme Master TV for their time, dedication, and love of good vegan food. I am a seaweed wildcrafter who has filmed along with Sherry Soria from Living Light. You can access our wild raw Mendocino seaweed by going to my website for Ocean Harvest Sea Vegetable Company at www.ohsv.net. What a pleasure it was to show you all how we harvest seaweed. Terry Nieves of USA Ocean Harvest Sea Vegetable Company.
Kind-hearted Terry, it was our joy to accompany you and Cherry on your sea vegetable gathering expedition. We are grateful for the opportunity to share a wonderful world of very nutritious sea vegetables with our viewers. Wishing you the best in helping to bring this healthful vegan food to many. With God's abundant blessings and love to you and all the earth-protecting people of the USA.
Do you have a hotline today? Please let us know your comments and stories from your area of the globe. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be filled with peace and contentment. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
On his visit to Lebanon, Spanish Premier José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero reaffirmed his country's pledge to assist Lebanon's development and stability and support solutions towards peace in the Middle East.
The prestigious New York Philharmonic Orchestra of the USA makes its first ever tour to Ao Lạc, or Vietnam, to perform two concerts at the Hanoi Opera House.
Chinese Premier Wang Jiabao and Kazakh Prime Minister Karim Masimov meet in Beijing, China to affirm their cooperation in trade, infrastructure, and sustainable energy.
During his visit to Peru to further bilateral relations, United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister His Highness Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan receives the Medal of Honor from Peruvian President Alan Garcia.
UN Children's Fund Eminent Advocate for Children, Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan, and American actress and UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador Mia Farrow meet in Jordan to raise awareness of the plight of Palestinian children.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy announces France will not send any additional soldiers to Afghanistan.
A new law is passed in Nigeria whereby hospitals are now able to treat gunshot wounded patients without needing to first see a police report.
Iranian and Egyptian interior ministers Mostafa Mohammad Najjar and Habib Ibrahim El Adli, respectively, hold high-level talks on normalizing bilateral relations.
The U.S. Navy assists relief organization ShelterBox in delivering emergency aid to remote Indonesian villages that were severely affected by the recent earthquake.
Cuban Exterior Commerce and Foreign Investment Minister Rodrigo Malmierza and Japanese Ambassador to Cuba Masuo Nishibayashi signed an agreement to enhance their country's technical cooperation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN